unequal distribution of power and wealth in the world. We must recognize that, cannot run away from that and talk about, you know, how we are, how the free traders and the free marketers are helping the poor. They are not helping the poor. They have made the poor more poor, and they have become rich and more rich in the process.
There's 1.5 times the amount of food in the world at the moment needed to feed everyone adequately. But it doesn't suit the interests of global capital, because of course they want global free trade and food to send those commodities where they can gain the most profit. Food is the biggest industry in the world. It has the biggest impacts on our environment, and it's now dominated by fewer than 20 giant mega corporations. Everything from the seed to the supermarket owned by those corporations, and the concentration is increasing as we speak.
And they're going to make a one world government for the people, not for the poor. I tell you now, babies, it won't be for the poor, it'll only be for the rich. And the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. They're getting us used of having no money, and the money will crash. Do you realise that? They're getting us used to having no money.
They don't admit that the world's finite and fragile. They'll not admit that the world's resources are limited and cannot endlessly be pillaged for private gain. They can't admit either that there's no economy without nature.
Basmati, this wonderful aromatic rice you buy in Indian stores, long-grained, smells beautiful. A company in Texas claimed 2 years ago that it had invented basmati. And not just invented it in 7 days like God and Bible. They invented it instantly. Instant invention of a novel rice line.
We need to very strongly, very powerfully, very clearly make it obvious and known to politicians and to the business community that we live in a community, not an economy, that the environment is the superstructure of all economic activity, that there are a series of environmental standards, that there are a series of community expectations, and that there are a series of rights and obligations to both people and the planet that must come before the private pursuit of profit. We're here to make that clear, and I think that's one of the challenges, and it's also been one of the successes of the past few days.
I heard a report yesterday, I think it was, that three men, Bill Gates, his second in command, and one other, have their combined wealth is the same wealth as 600 million people in the world. So three against 600 million. It's obscenity of the whole thing. It's the obscenity of Crown Casino.
Even today, the entire blame is laid on developing countries, on their corrupt leaders, on their economic mismanagement, on their petty civil wars, on their utter backwardness, on their lack of capability to modernize enough to catch up on time.
You know, I became politically anti-McDonald later. I was anti-McDonald right from the beginning because of taste. Because it's some of the worst food that could ever be created in the world.
We've been part of a peaceful and disciplined protest here today. In particular, we've been down at Green Block, which is a collaboration of environmental and social justice groups from around Australia.